Queer Theory is a podcast challenging anti-blackness through discussions of global, local, and popular culture from the perspective of Afro-Canadians who live different versions of ourselves to navigate everyday life. The podcast is available on Apple, Google, Spotify, Breaker, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Podbeans, Radio Public, and Stitcher.
Yeah, you know it's your boy Lead Pipe.
Yeah, and your boy Sadis.
And you're listening to the Black Multiverse Theory Podcast.
I mean, I live until the podcast done, can't be feeling a feeling.
Sometime.
But we don't done with that.
Wow.
Bam.
Oh, Greg Davis in the house.
G-Money.
Michael Chipiak.
I don't know. I don't have a jingle for you, Michael. I apologize.
Michael.
Miggity Mike.
Mike. I got Barry Crazy Fingers in the house. Hey. Hey.
That was my piano for Barry.
Barry's, that's your piano. That's
yeah. How was that, Barry? Was that good?
That was it. Thank you. Barry's going to be like, ugh. No comment.
She's doing that thing with her voice again. Okay.
My dear, it's very clear you do not know me very well.
That's my favorite part.
Caitlin's in. Caitlin.
So we're just confirming sound. Checkity check check. How's sound everybody?
Check.
Barry just hired me. Barry excellent. Just
hired you. You're hired.
Excellent.
I ain't hard or hearing. Or okay. Of hearing. Oh, thank you.
Gregor.
G-Money. So can you guys hear us? Are we too loud? What's the situation?
Is there an echo?
I just wanted to say.
Mm-hmm. Barry, I found out that my grandfather's middle name is Barrington.
That's so cool.
Mm-hmm. And I also found out that my grandfather's first name is Joseph.
That's also so cool.
Joseph Barrington. But I didn't know either of those two things because he just goes by JB. So I've only known him as JB.
JB.
Yeah, but his name is Joseph Barrington. So that's weird.
Mm-hmm. Greg says it sounds good. Caitlin said it sounds beautiful. We got that echo boo, situation. Boo, take care of. Yeah.
Excellent.
So we've arrived. We still have a couple things that we're adding to the joint. With our new software that we're having, we're going to be able to
do all the things.
We're going to be able to move screenshots in. Yes. When we're talking about articles, we're going to be able to put music on. Yes. That we're thinking of or listening to.
We are going to be able to interview people, and you will be able to see the people that we interview. Yep. We'll be able to Zoom call people in, live people in. We'll be able to have guests on this venue space.
All of it.
So, you know, keep watching us. I think it's actually, so somebody came into the space once. This is my base up there. Somebody came into the space once and looked here at this area, the thing that you guys cannot see. So they looked at this and they said, what? This is a studio? I thought we were just like sitting on somebody's couch doing this podcast. So just so you guys know, we're not sitting on somebody's couch. This is like an actual setup situation that we have.
We try to make it seem as homely as...
Homely?
Home-ish.
Okay.
As as comfortable as mm-hmm. possible is better than homely.
True.
So, yeah.
Nigel's always better dressed than me. You're always in like... You're always well put together.
You know, that... I do not believe that's the case, but I do.
I mean, over here, just came out of an army crawl.
I do like to be comfortably swagged.
Okay. Swaggerific. I'm so swaggerific. Okay.
So even in my sweats, I try to make sure, you know, it's like my children. I'll be like, put on a pair of sweats. And then they come to the door with holes in the knee, grass stains on the elbows. I love it. And I'd be like, can you put on, you got nice sweats? And they'd be
looking at me. I'd be like, you want my dress sweats? Okay, I'll be right back.
And they'll go and they'll try and find like the brand new sweats they just got from Superstore or wherever we get the sweats from. Mm-hmm. Walmart, wherever. You know, the usual places that we all shop.
The usual. Some good old Joe Athletic.
So, you know what? We might as well get into it. Welcome, let's everyone. Do it.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to season 2. Is this episode 4 of the Black Multiverse Theory podcast?
This is awesome. How was your week this week?
It was really terrible.
Tell us about it. What happened to you?
I was walking in the parking lot of Superstore. And fell into a hole because the pavement was in disrepair and twisted my ankle and crawled out of the middle of the street. And as I'm sitting there just like recovering from this just pain, like I got immediately nauseous. The guy whose car I'm like behind gets in his car and like turns it on the ignition, so I'm like there on the ground. My foot is like swelling and swelling and swelling. So I crawled into my vehicle and drove here. And of course, this was like 2 days before.
She crawled on her hands and knees to her vehicle. Like crawled on her hands and knees, got to her vehicle like a wounded war soldier.
Yes, that happened. But in my also defense, when the doctor looked at my foot like 2 days later, he's like, holy shit. So
he was really surprised.
So, yeah, it was. I was having a lot of pain, and yeah, I had like mud and dirt all over my knees. I had rocks in my legs and stuff because I crawled into my vehicle. Obviously, this is 2 days before it's time to open, so you know, y'all know me. Can't stop the shine. Can't stop, won't stop. Yeah, I'm a little concerned because I don't think I'll ever be able to like go dong again because there's like a foot movement that I don't really have that anymore. I don't think I have
all the strength. All you have to do is rehabilitate it. That's all.
Okay, I'm going to work on it. But all of my friends of a certain age were like, oh, I remember when my ankles were good and then they got hurt. It's like,
all you have to do is get one of them stretchy things. You hold the two stretch bands and you stretch out your leg and do the...
That's all I have to do. I'm excited.
Yeah, just a bunch of that stuff.
Anyway, for now, I need to rest it because all of the exercising I do walking around this space, tending to my clients over the last 3 days. So that's the part two. So COVID phase one, they were like, who can we afford to lose? Let's let the hairdressers go first. So we out here. It's like really weird because in the shop, it feels like everything is normal. And people are like, that's not open yet. And I keep getting these reality checks that's like, no, bitch, you are. It's you. They were like, put the hairdressers out. So, yes, the theme of the shop this weekend was Future. I think it's Future that sings that song. Mask on. Fucking mask off. Yeah,
I like it.
People came out with their masks on and they were like, oh, it's regular here, and all kind of masks on the ground, masks in the sink. I'm like, okay.
I don't like to use Future's themes very much.
I didn't set out for that as a goal.
I don't want that to be the
Future did. We didn't. We never talked about Future, but he did wish every single one of his baby moms happy Mother's Day in individual tweets.
The whole fleet of
10 individual tweets. And I guess this girl was like, hey, just got the DNA test results back, Future. I'm waiting for my tweet.
He was back. Rough.
Yeah.
He's got me back. Happy
Mother's Day with Future. But anyway, so I think there's like like normalcy, but also in 3 days I went through probably a gallon of alcohol, like just spraying everything down. I'm using UV lights, obviously, to like sanitize the tools and stuff. People like going through towels after towels after towels. So definitely taking as many like real time precautions as I possibly can. But to be honest with you, like we're working with people's scalps. Mm-hmm. Like I can't. I can't really manipulate hair the same way with gloves on, especially because the rubbers will cause breakage and all kind of weird stuff will happen. Maybe if I lube it up. I'm not really even sure. I've never worked with gloves on. But, and also, even like, there's just a lot. It's a lot.
Yeah.
I went to the doctor for that same ankle, and that my man was in full PPE sitting across the room like, oh, wow, damn, that looks bad. But do you think he held it and did rotations and did see? That? Absolutely not. That man did not touch me. Poke it? Absolutely not. He was like this. But you know, my thing, my shit was swollen.
I would have had a broom with a glove on the end of it. Boop, boop. Does that hurt?
Oh, he did do that. Yes, he did. Because he was like, no, he was like, that hurts right there. And I was like, yes. It's like,
all his gloves touching on, right
now. Oh, full PPE. Like, he was like,
lie down and put your legs across this way.
The guy was scrubbed in for surgery. He had the full stuff on. Yeah.
It's all right. Put your foot up top.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think he double bagged his hands.
Held he you by the big toe like this.
Gloves mm-hmm. on.
Okay.
I'm telling you.
I don't want the COVID.
Several gloves on.
That's hilarious.
So, yeah. So, weird few days. Like, kind of started work early. Worked. And then tried to, for the last part of the day and then obviously overnight, keep my feet up. I lost my car keys days ago. I have no idea where they are. It's been a rough week for me. I'm not even gonna lie.
If anybody has gotten any mail from aphrodisiac, please check the mail for a set of car keys. It may be in the box.
That's actually possible.
just check.
Caitlin's
on there. Caitlin, like,
the stuff that you picked up for me on Saturday, could you just check? Actually, that basket, could you just check inside of that basket and see if my keys are in there? Anybody's got a product for me that can hear this, please. I cannot find my keys.
My week was interesting this week. When I'm not here on the Facebooks mm-hmm. and on podcasting, mm-hmm. and when I'm not singing on Bliss Band, mm-hmm. and when I'm not doing speeches and having meetings with the National Black Coalition in Canada, mm-hmm. or on CBC doing interviews there, mm-hmm. or taking care of any of my children for their schooling or anything else at home, I am plumbing. And when I'm plumbing, I'm going to people's houses. Mm-hmm. Right now with COVID, you need to have your temperature nice and high, probably a little bit over 130 degrees, which on most of our hot water tanks, there's hot. There's A, B, C, and then there's very hot. So you should have it around the B mm-hmm. area. A at the minimum area. Hey, Auntie Jocelyn. Anyways, so it's already in the mail. Oh, the basket. Yes. Okay, she's going to check it out.
The basket.
Yes, the basket. Please check the basket, Caitlin. So then...
I'm stuck over here, bro.
So I'm doing a lot of hot water tanks because I'm very aware of people's concerns, and everybody should check. Always do your hot water tank maintenance by once a year, draining it, shutting it down, shutting off the gas, draining it fully, refilling it back up, turning back on the gas, and then lighting it back up.
Okay.
You should probably do that once a year. It will alleviate all the calcium, lime, rust that's in there and give you a whole fresh batch of water.
Mm-hmm.
But in doing so this week, I got a nice shower this week. So this week, changing a gas valve.
One of your favorite things.
What, to have a shower?
Sarcasm. Word.
I love having a shower. I do not like changing out
gas valves. I thought you like having showers from random wet. Like, you know how many?
Sarcasm.
Okay, so, word.
Gotcha.
You know how many times I've seen you like, I'm wet, and it's like from some wetness.
Random. Thing,
yeah.
Yes.
That's the wetness, thing about your work.
Wetness is normal for plumbing to be drenched, because sometimes people are like, yeah, my thing is not, you know, there's a hole and it's leaking. And then you're like, did you turn off the water? Yes, I turned off the water. And you open it up and whoosh, you get doused. But this week, it wasn't that kind of scenario. It was totally my fault. When I spun it out, there was still a lot of pressure in the tank. And it just came right out on me. And there's no check valve there, so it didn't stop the water from coming. It just gushed out on me, and then I was able to change it. I spent hours there trying to take care of it. But by the time I finished, I was like half dry. And then I went and fixed a couple more things. And by the time I ended on the day, I was like fully dry. But I was soaked right down to the underwear.
Did you like drive in your car and put on the hot seat?
I was in my car, not my plumbing van, so I had the heat on, the heated leather seats on, just dried me right up, right and dry.
I like it.
So yeah.
Hey Sterling. Sterling Scott's trying to have me on his podcast.
Oh, okay, cool. What's it about?
Are you jealous?
No.
Just kidding.
The reason I'm not jealous is because she's amazingly talented, and I would expect everybody in the city would want you on.
Oh, as wow. Co-host. Thanks so much.
That's it.
Yeah, Sterling was funny because he's like, yeah, I want you to talk about this and this and this, and you should probably talk about this. Oh, yeah, and this. Oh, yeah, this too. Like, literally, I'm like, yeah, I kind of have a lot of stuff on the go.
Well, the thing about Sterling is he's got a podcast. If he wants you to come and talk, number one, you've done comedy before. You're super funny.
Sterling is my mentor. He's my comedy mentor.
Exactly my point. Exactly my point.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Hi, Simone. This is my cousin.
Hi, cousin Simone.
Oh, and Teresa's on. Hey, Teresa.
I haven't seen you in a long time.
Who?
Is it Auntie Teresa?
No.
Oh, a whole different person.
No. But Auntie Teresa usually comes on
the day, later the nighttime.
Because right now she's about 9 hours
ahead.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's like,
what? When she wakes up in the morning is when she sees it. Her morning.
16, 4 in the morning?
Yeah.
So anyway,
on to the scroll.
The scroll is where we actually take things that are happening on our social media and we talk about them.
Yeah.
So today on the scroll, we got a couple things that came up. Hey, Cuzzo. So one of the things that was that came up from last week, or was it last week? Was Tyra Banks on the show America's Next Top Models, a video surfaced where she was telling a young lady there that she'd never be a cover girl model with the gap in between her teeth.
Oh, wow.
The funny thing about that is she went on to become one.
Rihanna?
Like a cover model.
An actual cover girl.
Yeah, she's on like numerous magazines
now.
And the gap is a prominent part.
Of course.
Now, she did repair, I think she did close it a little bit, but she didn't close it all the way. So it's not as big as it was before.
Okay.
But I think she might have closed
just
it.
Just to a point.
But she's New York. Like, she's New York. When you hear her talk, she's like, yo, big, just, and she talks like rough, hard. Like, you talk.
Mine is very Canadianized. I was listening to my friend Rios the other day. Shout out to you, Rios, if you're watching this. He's an incredible chef, right? He's a Puerto Rican dude. He's like fully tatted up, but he makes delicate stuff and like really incredible things. I used to be when I was working in with Grant Associates in New York, our boss, like the head of the contract, his name is Doug. Shout out Doug, just in the event that you watch this, probably not.
Shout out
not.
To Doug.
So Doug was like, you know, like really talking about our, talking to our contract about moving up in the whole company, like the things you have to do. So he's like, you know, you have to be seen, you have to join some committees, some special committees.
Right.
So I was like, bet. So I joined two committees. The one committee I was ahead of was the birthday cake committee.
Birthday cake. Birthday cake.
And the second committee I was part of was the company picnic committee. Mm-hmm. Right. So obviously, fun and games. Barbecue. It's all fun and games.
Barbecue and birthday
this
cake.
This is my barbecue. Had motion. So, as the birthday cake chief, I talked to Rios, got everybody's favorite cake and when their birthdays were. And I used to get Rios to make the cakes, and he would give me a receipt. I would take it right over there to Herman. Shout out to you, Herman. Herman would reimburse me for it, and I would make sure Rios got his money. And we got along with our lives.
That's it, keeping it in the fam.
Absolutely.
That's what we call that.
And his cakes were off the chain, chain, chain. Chain, chain. If they're so good, like so good. So when I was hearing Rios talk the other day, he's like, yo, what up? That's for the juice. He was talking about juice, like fresh pressed juice. He's like, yo, hit up my man. So what fresh pressed juice? I was like, I missed New York. I missed it.
Yeah, this girl that was on the Tyra Banks America's Next Top Model, which was also produced by Kanye Barris.
Also, yeah.
Who we've been talking about for
every week.
Weeks. Bad weeks. No. So he's produced that, made quite a bit of money being the producer on that. But she was talking about not being shaming her for her teeth. And then now this came up and the girl was like, for real, like it wasn't that serious. What they don't show you in the video is me telling her, I don't want to do it. I don't want to. And them going back and forth and her being like, why do I have to change my teeth? And all sorts of stuff.
They edit it funny.
Yeah, they always do that.
Of course they do.
So in the end, she got it closed in a little bit, but she still has the gap in there, which reminded me that both of my parents have a gap in their teeth. Both of my parents. And my mom said to me the other day, she finds the gap in people's teeth very attractive. It's very attractive, especially in males, which I thought was hilarious. Right off the bat, because she has a gap in her teeth. So she's like, yeah, people who look like me are beautiful. And I was like,
this is my bum.
I was like, yeah, that's where me and Bob get it from. So it's funny. It's funny that happened. So that happened on that part of the scroll.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I was looking through media and stuff like that, like, magazines and stuff, I was like, okay, what's new? What's happening new? What's going on? So we got to Tom Cruise.
Yeah, you did. I kept thinking Tom Hanks. Every time you said Tom Cruise, I just put Tom Hanks in my brain.
So
I'm like, didn't he already do Apollo 12 or whatever that movie was? Was it, Apollo 13?
He did Tom Apollo Hanks 11. Did that. Yeah, Tom's did Apollo 13.
Apollo 13.
Yeah, Houston, we have a
very
problem.
Sad. Mm-hmm. Already a Tom in space. Just me saying.
Yeah. Don't forget Tom and Jerry went up there too.
Many Toms in space.
So there's been quite a few Toms.
A lot of tomfoolery in the space station.
But what's really going on is Elon Musk, I think, is on board with it.
I'm so tired of this guy. I'm tired of everybody in the world that has too much money to shut the fuck up.
Well, the problem is,
there's mad people out there who's like, I got money. Let me tell you about vaccinations. I'm like, oh, God.
Well, he's actually built the ship that's going to take them up to.
Mm-hmm.
They're actually, what's happening is they're going to do a movie, but they're going to do the movie in space itself. So Tom's like, I'll do it. Can I get up there? And he's kind of an adrenaline junkie as is.
I think of Scientology. So, I think of
So he does stuff like jump out of a plane, like last Mission Impossible.
But the United States of Space is like officially launched. Did you see?
No.
Yeah. Is it, I don't know if they have anything to do with each other, but Donald Trump released the new Space Force.
The United States of Space.
That's what I called it. The United States of Space.
I was like, what?
It's the Space Force. I mean, really, I said United States of Space and Space Force. Which would you choose? The official one is Space Force.
Space Force. I would choose Space Force.
Well, so would I as a common man.
Because it's like a movie.
Exactly.
It's not.
So on the Space Force flag, it's the Star Trek flag.
No way. Stop it. No way. Cut it out. Is that for real? Get out of here. See, this is the problem with the scroll. I don't know real for what's not real.
Isn't this patented? And my friend put a GIF that's like, we're still working that out.
We're still working it out. Who's we?
The America. What's this?
Space
Force. You ain't never seen this before? You ain't never seen that before? Now.
The United States Space Force.
That's not a communicator? Stop it right now. Look, you know what? My favorite
we always
picture
end up talking about the forefathers. Stop. See, we can't show it to the... Oh.
Maybe we can. Hold on.
You know what? We might put it... We're going to put it on the...
We're going to try. You guys can't stay there. We're going to try. Oh, no. It's a whole video. I can't. It's a whole video.
Honestly, if you want to Google it, the United States Space Force, the flag is the Star Trek Okay, I can't. It's actually the Star Trek symbol.
So here's the thing. I am convinced that whoever, like, I know somewhere in the future, because time is like a continuum, it's not linear, existing currently somewhere in the future is somebody who is time traveling. And I fully believe that they went back and changed some stuff. There's no way. Like, no, this is not the timeline I was destined for.
So in multiverse theory, like our name is, in multiverse theory, it's the theory that there are many universes and they vibrate at different frequencies. Mm-hmm. And those different frequencies allow us to have multiple versions of ourselves. Mm-hmm. Why we chose Black Multiverse as our name is because we are already living multiple versions of ourselves right here. Mm-hmm. We are somebody's auntie, especially as Black people, we're somebody's auntie. We're somebody's mom, we're somebody's daddy, we're somebody's uncle, we're somebody's brother.
There's people lying to the delivery people and the taxi cab people because those people cannot say their name properly. So they're like, Jim. Okay, Jim, cab's on the way.
And in that, because we're a multiverse and we abide in those aspects of different statuses, we could be the good guy walking down the street, and to another person, we could be a criminal coming to get their purse or their wallet, you know? Mm-hmm. So I remember even at work, they used to tease us because they gave everybody a balaclava. To wear. Mm-hmm. You put the balaclava over your head, on your eyes are there. Mm-hmm. So a couple times, you know, you come around the corner and guy will be like, oh, no, don't take my money. You know, it's a big joke, right?
That's so funny.
Yeah. So it's hilarious. So that, those kind of things, you know, it's, you know, you're in multiple versions of yourself. You know, so that's why we're like this. Teresa had mentioned before, Tyra apologized in the end.
Oh, in the end of the episode or in the end of the drama?
The drama. Like the end of the episode was years ago. This lady has made her money and she's doing a good job at it and she's beautiful the way she is, right? With the gap and all. Mm-hmm. But Tyra apologized in the end. Greg says there's a Netflix series coming called Space Force, which is great. Will the Space Force operate from the Enterprise? It might.
You know, the first ship in the Space Force is going to be the Enterprise now. You know this.
What's that?
This first ship in the Enterprise, in the Space Force, is going to be the Enterprise.
You know what? The USS Enterprise is a ship. So even in Star Trek, all those USS whatever, they're actually ships. They're actually sailing ships.
Oh, so it was.
Oh, you put it up.
Yeah.
So now you guys could see the flag. It's folded.
And this dummy. Look at this dummy. It's a folded fold. Oh, I'm sorry. I was really going after the dummy.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So look.
I apologize.
At the picture that's up right now, if you're looking at the picture that's up right now, you can see.
I'll make a new one. You want it?
I'm talking about the picture right now.
Bro, we're learning all the stuff. I can do all the stuff.
On the picture that's up right now, look at his face.
Like a big dummy.
Look at 45th's face. It is fantastic.
He's so happy with himself.
Look at him. Look at him grinning. He's cheesing.
Oh, my goodness. But the guy holding the flag looks unnervingly proud of himself.
Well, he has to. He's like the general of the Space Force.
He's like, I'm going down in history for this. And we're like,
he sure is. Him and Doofenshmirtz.
Drumpf is actually his real name, by the way.
Is it?
Yes, Drumpf.
Lieutenant General Drumpf.
No, Drumpf is Trump's family real name. They changed it to Trump at some point to make it sellable. But Drumpf or something.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
I like it.
Mm-hmm, Drumpf.
Look at him. Look at this guy with his Picard haircut. You'll never be Picard.
He reminds you of Picard?
No, it's just his haircut. It's just he's got the low cut.
It's rough.
Whew, look at this guy, the Space Force. I like it.
I like it.
Anybody else? You know what? I want to join up on this. Does Canada have a Space Force?
People feel like Donald Trump is just too happy with himself on this. Like my American friends are like, why is he never embarrassed? Why is he never embarrassed? There it is, though.
He's confident in every decision he makes.
It's terrible.
I love it.
All right.
He has the same color.
The United States of space.
Yep. He's got everything. Look at him. Look at that. These are the voyages.
Isn't that the Discovery logo?
States Space Force.
Captain's log, stardate.
The Department of the Air Force.
MMXXIX.
The captain. Boldly go.
Very proud of himself.
Yeah, has gone before.
As a businessman, you think you would understand patents.
100%.
Copyright.
If I was Gene Roddenberry right now, I would write sue the pants out of the U.S. for that.
I would write it in.
You literally have it on the back, or is it fall off? Did it fall off?
I took it off, but if you want to see it, I can put it on.
No, it's all right.
I could always just press the button.
It's all good.
Yeah. Okay, so. That did happen.
That, to me, was hilarious.
Bizarre. Additionally, Usher, Madonna, Diddy, all the big people. Usher. So here's the thing. Usher. Other than Usher not disclosing that he has an STD and giving random women herpes, I feel like he's pretty much safe. Like he hasn't let me just say, we haven't seen him mess with any little girls like in public, right? But I feel like there's nobody has been like, this person raped me. But they have been like, this person didn't disclose that they had an STD. Mm-hmm. So I feel like I'm on the brink of an Usher scandal because I love him so much. And I feel like giving up R. Kelly, I naturally am going to have to give up somebody else that
Did
I like.
Did you explain what happened? Or are you just talking about how you feel about what happened?
I'm going to tell you right now.
Oh, okay. We're waiting.
Nothing happened. But when the guy brought up Usher, I was like, this is it. But it was nothing. So what happened was Usher, Madonna, Nicki Minaj, like a whole bunch of the big people, probably anybody we've ever heard of. They have all their contracts handled by this one law firm called like Grubman, I think is what it is, which is very bizarre. In any case, so those people got hacked and they're holding people's stuff hostage, including non-disclosure agreements, like all kinds of stuff that they have up in there. So they asked them for some I don't know that this is a real true number, but I think it was like $50 million or something that they asked in terms of like, what is that called? What is that called? Ransom. Mm-hmm. So they were like, no. And then they leaked a bunch of Madonna stuff, apparently. And then they're like, so, okay, so here's the first set of stuff leaked. Like, give us the money or else we're going to continue leaking stuff. So that's where we are in the story, this developing story. Is there anything you would want to see leaked? Like, what would you want to see leaked? If all the celebrities we're talking about, Diddy, we're talking about. What do you think?
I mean, leaked. I don't know. I'm not really. When I hear about things leaked, nothing really surprises me.
Yeah.
I think the last big surprise was maybe.
Have you ever gone on and searched leaked documents? Like, have you ever gone on and been like, ooh, these have been leaked?
No.
Okay. If any of Beyonce's NDAs hit the internet, I promise you I will be reading them.
I hear that. I think I hear Beyonce
specifically. Not because I want to be surprised, just because I want to know what they are. And I'm sure they're going to be like really random things. Are you looking for the Star Trek logo?
Somebody put online that it looks closer to the Mirrorverse's logo than it looks like
the Star Trek one.
The Star Trek one. But I'm looking up the Mirrorverse, and the Mirrorverse is a huge double sword. Like, it's a sword piercing the earth from
behind. To me, it looks like the Star Trek logo. It just said the Star Trek logo is a little up, like asymmetric.
Yeah, it definitely looks like the Star Trek logo.
Yeah. He did not. They were like, let's make it like the Star Trek logo, except straighter lines and same on both sides.
But going back to that, you know, the stuff that was leaked on Usher's thing, you know, like how much they paid out for
certain
things, right? You know, Kevin Hart the other day had a whole thing. There's a paternity suit against him. Right now, trying to find, you know, somebody, you know, was like, you're the father of my son, you know, Future had his,
wow.
There's quite a few people and they've kept a lot of the stuff hush hush. Mm. But the funny thing about it is keeping it hush hush is for our benefit, because, they would not sell the records and we would not buy them and we would not enjoy them knowing some of the heinous stuff that they've done.
Absolutely.
Right?
So I don't want, that's what I'm trying to have you understand. I don't want to know none of Usher's dirt. Nothing. I don't want to know none of Usher's dirt. I think
most of his dirt's out there, but maybe, maybe not. There are a lot of things that happen.
I don't want to engage in it.
When you become a celebrity, there's a lot of things that happen that you're not even sure of. Like, at all. There's ideas, people sue you because you've copied their idea and now you're getting rich off of it. And sometimes, you know, an idea is an idea.
Sure. And sometimes you're like Kevin Spacey and you've just been killing people for years.
Kevin Spacey.
You're famous. Nobody's talking about it.
We're back on Kevin Spacey.
What else did we want to talk about this evening?
Okay. Yeah. So that basically. That was all for the scroll that I saw. We did want to talk about Breonna Taylor. Mm-hmm. Breonna Taylor was a individual. Now, we all have heard, if you haven't already, about Ahmaud Arbery, who passed away, who was jogging.
Senselessly murdered.
In a neighborhood, very nice little neighborhood, saw some construction, kind of stopped, looked at the construction, said, oh, wow, that's nice. I would like a house around here, probably. You know?
Did you hear that they said that there was like stuff, there was stuff reported stolen? And they got the guy who owned the construction site and they were like, nope.
And then he kept on running. And then as he kept on running, two white individuals ran him down with their vehicles. They chased him with their vehicles. And when they caught up with him, they pulled out rifles on him. Mm-hmm. He's unarmed, mm-hmm. jogging. He started to wrestle the one guy with the rifle and got shot. Ended up getting shot and killed, slumping down to the floor. I did see the video of him and the fight.
That's terrible.
Yeah, and it could have been any person just running. And this is where it is. He was a jogger running. This is why we're the Black Multiverse Theory podcast. Mm-hmm. He was running, jogging. Mm-hmm. And then next thing you know, to those people, they felt in fear of their lives for an unarmed 20-something-year-old black man. Mm. And so in other news, while this was happening, Breonna Taylor was another young lady. She had her nursing degree, I believe, and a master's, going mm-hmm. for a master's. She was with her boyfriend in their apartment, in yes. his apartment. And the police came to serve a warrant that they had. And when they came, they broke into the door. He pulled out his weapon that he's authorized to have.
Right. And began to shoot. They're plain clothes, too.
Yeah. And started to shoot at the cops because he's like, he didn't know. They're plain clothes cops. Shoot to defend himself. They ended up shooting her 8 times and killing her. But it's not on social media because it wasn't caught on video. Nobody had body cams on that particular.
There's no body cams.
That particular regiment is not required
to wear body cams. Oh, because they're those people. Yes, they are. They're the plainclothes ones.
So
they're the worst.
So he ended up getting shot, killed.
And
this was on March 15th, I believe it is.
Yep.
And, yeah, and then he ended up getting charged. He gave up. He put his gun down when he realized it was the police. He put his gun down. They arrested him, and now he's getting charged for attempted murder
and with the police. The punchline.
Go ahead.
Oh, I thought you were going to say it.
Go ahead.
I was just trying to set you up.
No, go ahead. It's cool.
Say it.
No, go ahead. Why are you making me?
It was completely the wrong house.
Yes. The warrant was issued for the wrong place.
Yeah. What was it issued for the wrong place, or was it carried out in the wrong place?
It was carried out. It wasn't for his house,
right?
So the warrant was issued for another place altogether. They had the wrong place, and she was killed for no reason.
Yeah, it's outrageous.
So, you know, the family has to go now after that particular police department. It's not a public thing, so. Not a lot of people know about her, but people like us mm-hmm. are letting people know.
It's terrible.
Yeah. Her name is Breonna Taylor.
And as Greg is saying, it's funny how the NRA isn't up in there defending them. But we realized a long time ago, who was the, I can't think of his name right now, who died in Minnesota, was shot by a Somali cop, was it? And he was a teacher, but I don't know if I'm confusing things. Actually, it was the white woman shot by the Somali cop. Mm. There was a guy who was a teacher who was licensed to carry, and he said that I have a gun in the car, and the police shot him.
Yeah.
Anyway, the NRA didn't say anything then, so I don't expect them to say anything now.
NRA is choosing.
Well, they're clear, like
who to be on,
right?
As an American, right to hold arms, right?
True.
To bear arms. Mm-hmm. So that doesn't account for Black Americans, just Americans.
Okay.
But it is what it is.
Yeah, it was definitely. It's very tragic.
Mm. And they also had the person that they needed for the warrant in custody already.
Oh, no, 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 no. I didn't hear that. What were they doing?
They went back to the house and there was somebody at the house. But it was the wrong house. Hello. All right.
Hello, next caller.
Next caller. Here we go.
Here we go.
So this is it. So if you're not aware that this is here to let people know that racism is still rampant, even in 2020. And it happens everywhere. At your bank. It happens at your job. It happens in your neighborhood. You just don't know.
Wow.
And it's live and well.
It sure is.
Yes.
Sure is. All right.
And that ends the scroll. Like, that is all we got for the scroll. Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa. Wait, 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 wait. One more
Rewind.
Thing.
Rewind.
Rewind. previous president, Barack Obama, and his wife did their commencements this weekend for all the graduates of 2020. I was very proud
that
they were able to do that because of social distancing and the quarantine. Mm-hmm. At what level? Of course, all the people who graduated in 2020 did not get to walk down with their robes or anything like that.
Sanaya still cries every time. If you talk to her about graduation, she gets three sentences out and then she starts crying. Not even sentences, words.
And this is the year that, you know, if any of us who have been through graduation, whether it's from university or from high school or whatever, this is the time when you celebrate that accomplishment. You celebrate the fact that you went through all those years of grade school. You're finally finished in grade 12. You're finally, this is the coming of age where my uncle used to say, do you know what black people always get their people for graduation? They get their people a new car. They get their people.
Black people?
Black people get their people a new car, new shoes. They'll get new shoes, new car, new clothes.
I don't know who
white people get their children for graduation is a suitcase. You have to leave. Which a lot of us from a certain age range.
I got myself a suitcase. I was like, I'm out of here. I am gone, sir.
And so a lot of people got to miss out, but Barack Obama and Michelle Obama got together with Alicia Keys, Lady Gaga,
a bunch of people,
Kerry Washington, and they did a whole online ceremony where you could pre-register. We mentioned it last week, so people could pre-register their people.
Mm-hmm. We posted that.
And they could get their name announced and also get a whole ceremony for you with all these famous people. So it was even though it's not your normal traditional graduation and commencements, it's actually pretty good. So on June 3rd.
It's going to air?
No, they have another one. This one's for, on the 16th was for high school and historically black colleges and universities.
HBCUs.
There you go. So they got theirs this.
High schools and HBCUs?
Yeah.
Why did they pair the high schools and the HBCUs?
I don't know. They did one in the morning and one in the evening.
So back in the day, just so you guys know why I'm asking this question, when things got desegregated in North Carolina, so during segregations, you had black high school, white high school. You had black junior high, white junior high. You had black elementary school, white elementary school.
Mm-hmm.
So when they desegregated and they mixed the people, they didn't just mix the people where they stood. They had a black high school and a white high school. So they took the black high school and they made it into an elementary school. Mm. So all the black schools, they demoted to a lower, like to the younger. And then the white schools, if it's an elementary school, then it was a high school now.
Mm.
And then that black high school would replace that. So I was just wondering why. I feel like the HBCUs should be with the HBCUs, not with the high schools, you know?
I don't know if it was a timing issue.
It's probably mad logistical reasons. It has nothing to do with my philosophical bullshit.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
But I'm out here philosophicalizing, so it is what it is.
He did a commencement speech, which he allowed everybody to come on there. It was really great. And because of this, he's the 44th president of the United States. And he did a really good job. So shout out to them. And a more positive note, without the conspiracy theorist thing, it was more of a positive thing for
I wasn't trying people to take away from it. I was just asking a question. You know, I just not tend to ask questions. That's all. Did you see George Bush put out like a presidential address about what's going on?
No. How'd that go?
He made like a whole video and he's like, as Americans, we have to be stronger than ever. Like a real presidential address. It was very presidential. I mean, let's be honest. I didn't like Bush during the Bush era, right? I was in New York during 9/11. We're very Bushy and steeped in Bush over there. So I haven't liked Bush the whole time. But since Trump has been in office and running for office, there has been a George Bush sanitization
on social media,
generally in the media. So they've been like, they paired him up with Michelle a lot. They've been cleaning up the George Bush the hater stuff. So a lot of people who before or didn't live through George Bush's time or any of those things, or who were young at that time, like small kids, they're now looking at George Bush and they're like, wow, this is what Republican, like, he's the Reagan of today. They're like, this is, remember back the old Republican Party. And they're talking, and it's George Bush being like, I brought you through 9/11. I can bring you through anything. Like, the usual George Bush stuff.
Yeah, I mean, now that George Bush
if Barack Obama did that, Trump would flip TF out. Like, flip.
He did do that.
Anytime Obama does anything, he flips out.
He did. He did in his commencement speech that he did.
Yeah.
He did a speech that talked about Americans and how they could get through everything. Mm. He also talked about, he also even criticized Trump's speeches in that commencement speech.
Of course he did.
So it wouldn't be surprised if Trump came back with something in retaliation, you know, Trump.
To him, but not to George Bush.
In retaliation, Trump offered us the Space Force. So there you go. Commencements.
United States of Space, niggas. Okay. Forward.
Forwards.
Gunshot means forward. So what is it? What's the other one?
Rewind.
What means rewind? Gunshot means forward. What means rewind? Zoop, 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 zoop. I know that's how it goes.
Can't remember.
Bow, bow, bow. Gunshot means forward. Something. Anyway, forward. We are in your ears?
No, we're at the screen. On the screen this week, we have a couple things.
Why annoy you?
Huh?
Why annoy you?
No, I'm just going for one next point. That's
okay.
On the screen, we have quite a few things that have come on lately.
Liquid. Sorry.
What's liquid?
Liquid means rewind. Gunshot means forward. Liquid means rewind.
Okay,
go ahead.
Okay. So we have on the screen, Disney Plus came out with Maleficent 2. Mm-hmm. A lot of these things I was looking at it the other day, and a lot of these things, we would have to buy it. But now you have a subscription, so I guess they're going for the long haul with it.
Sure.
So, Scooby-Doo just came out. And in Scooby-Doo, they brought in Dick Dastardly. And he has a dog that goes, and he laughs like that. That was $25 on demand.
Nice.
So
now you own it.
Well, no, it's just on demand.
Rent?
It's rent for 48 hours.
Wow.
And Charlene was like, oh, that's expensive. But then when I thought about it.
It's cheaper than taking them all to the movie theater.
100%.
That's what they're banking on.
It's like a quarter of the price, and you get to sit at home with our Lazy Boy chair set.
And without all the bed bugs.
And just sit there, yeah. Bed bugs?
Movie theater.
Okay.
You've never heard of bed bugs at the movie theater?
I've never experienced them at
all. I've never experienced them, but your own Manning Theater was shut down for bed bugs not that long ago.
The new Manning Theater?
Yeah, right there. Sorry. Not that long ago.
I did not know that.
Mm-hmm. It was It was before the Black Multiverse Theory podcast, so it was. We may have talked about it if it was overlapping in time, but it was before that, just before that.
Mm. So, movie theater might be $13 per person, and you have there's six of us or whatever. You know, if we're all going, then it comes up to about $78, and then there's $25, and then we all could just watch it, pop our own popcorn. So. And then that $78 doesn't include popcorn or drinks or anything like that. So when you look at it, it's like, eh, it wasn't too bad. And the kids really enjoyed the movie in our house. So we were able to watch that. So you had Maleficent. You have Scooby-Doo out there. Also, a couple things.
Rod said the same thing. What? Rod said bedbugs too. Thanks, Rod.
Yeah.
He says it's like the movies, but you don't get the popcorn and the bed bugs. Yeah, I don't feel crazy for saying that then.
Okay. I guess Rod justified the point you're making. I just never heard of bed bugs. I'm a one single person. All of y'all could have probably heard of it. I just didn't hear about it. It's cool. It's fine.
It's a weird reaction, but okay.
Is it though?
Very.
Why is that weird?
This is conversation, and we're involving the people in the conversation we're having, like always.
So weird.
Okay.
So anyways, what it's more of to me is more like, anyways, you felt weird because of my reaction to the bed bugs. Anyways, there's other things coming on the screen. Oh yes, now I remember. It's Queen, the Vagrant Queen.
What's that?
Vagrant Queen. If you like Guardian of the Galaxy, it's a lot like Guardian of the Galaxy, the way how it plays out. But the lead character is black, and she's amazing. So far, I've watched one episode. It's okay. So far, it's hard to, it's not, it's hard for me to give an actual review on it because I've only watched the one episode, but it is what it is. So that's one of the things that we could set out to watch. And that's it.
Okay.
That's all I got for the screen.
All right.
Any, documentaries?
I have only the documentary that we already spoke about. So I've been watching Last Dance with Jordan. But this last week has really just been me doggy paddling to survival. I've been fast drowning. So I haven't gotten to watch as much as I would normally be watching.
Okay.
So you want to talk about what you've been listening to?
A little bit of K-Riz, Edmonton-based. I've been watching some of his stuff that he's been posting on social media. So shout-outs to K-Riz. K-Riz doing his thing out there.
I was talking about how talented he is today.
So, yeah, he's amazingly talented. Arlo Maverick has also been profiling different people in the community that have helped them through different things. Uzi Law was just participating in one of the Juno Award winning acts that was out there. So he posted something on social media as well.
Shout out to the Starlight Room. Starlight Sessions.
Yes.
I was starting to feel a way because of the musicians on the stage. And then I was like, okay, be cool. We all play for different bands.
Yeah. It was mainly our musicians.
Many of them.
And that's it. What are you listening to?
I've been listening to 90s music, like just really like Billboard 90s music of what was on at the time. Kind of exploring Spotify. So those kinds of things. Music related, but not music. PJ Morton's wife, Courtney Morton, just had a birthday. And we were talking about her many weeks ago because I love her style. So he posted on his page, he was like, you know, happy birthday to my everything or whatever. And then I was like, I love her style. And she liked that comment. And then I went to her page and I was like, happy birthday. And I put your flyness. And then she was like, thank you so much. So So nice. Yeah, it's not really that special, but it was funny. It was cool. Because super I do cool. like her style. Okay.
Okay. You got a word for this week?
I don't. I used to, but I don't remember it.
Hmm.
What do you have?
Well, this week, been trying, I guess, because of the hardness that you had to deal with. I think just watching you kind of navigate through some of the stuff today was exceptionally, or not today, but this week was exceptionally difficult getting ready the shop. And one of the things that I realized is no matter what you do, your life has to take time out sometimes. A lot of times we have the best intentions to do great things, and we have everything lined up to do it, and things don't work out. You know, and it's stuff that's act of God. There's stuff, or just stuff that just happens. So you're getting ready to open up the shop, and whether you're ready or not to open up the shop, who knows? But the government said, you know, the 14th or 15th, you know, these can open up. So in order to take care of the bills and whatever, everything's set up. And then in the middle of that, you twisted your ankle pretty bad, swollen up, and it was really a problem. And then, on top of that, the keys got lost somewhere around in the day.
Completely lost.
So.
For days.
There's tons of stuff.
I'm waiting for the part where you're going to uplift me. I'm like, yep, definitely.
There's tons of stuff that happens.
My life right now, yeah.
There's tons of stuff that happens. But in all of that, it's almost as though you're being forced to take it easy. You have to, you know, take time out. You had to rest up that foot and go get x-rays, so things come in the way. Back in the day when in my 20s, one of the mottos that I used to go with was roll with the punches. I had a whole dog tag that used to say roll with the punches on it. And it's just because life hits you hard a lot of times. It's just a hard thing to deal with, especially as a black person. Nothing comes with a silver spoon. Nothing comes easy, but it all will work out in the end because of the people that we are. We're resilient. We're strong. We're fire starters. We're trendsetters. We're trailblazers. This is what we do. And so even with the things that happen in, you know, your week, even though things may not work out the way you want it to work, and even though it's extremely hard, I'm noticing that you're just pushing right through, and there's nothing you can do except for move forward. This is moving forward, and it's not giving you time to stop, and it's not giving you time to like even process a lot of stuff, but it's just making you move forward. And through your movements forward, you're getting stronger with each step, with each day, with each thing, with each process. So we as people, we have to learn to, you know, don't get down on yourself. Try your best to understand that these things do happen. They happen to everybody, and they are going to happen to you from time to time. But you just got to keep your head up and keep moving in the right direction. Just keep moving. Whatever you dream, whatever you hope for, these things are going to allow you to push past, and you'll get stronger as you go by. Your foot probably never be the same, but now with the changes of that are happening, you're going to learn different ways and learn from each mistake and learn from each situation, even if it's not a mistake, but each situation. And you're going to be able to press forward. And I think that goes for all the people watching and all the people, all the techions that are out there watching the Black Multiverse Theory.
Okay.
That's it.
Like it. Forged by fire.
All right.
Okay, everybody, thank you so much for joining us for season 2, episode 4 of the Black Multiverse Theory podcast. We will see you again next week. Thank you.
See ya.
Good Nacht. Is that's how they say it in Germany?
I don't know.